This place hasn't been overhauled in decades. I want to invest some money so that I can raise prices and increase profits. Ideally, though, I move to a new location. I can't keep up with these increases, but I'd have to buy out the rest of my lease, and then I'd need some money to invest in a new location. Then, once things were back on track, I thought about maybe opening some grab-and-goes around the city. So many people are all about the convenience these days and don't want to take the time to dine in. This building is part of Asbury Enterprises. They own the land and the fancy condo unit above the restaurant. But Nico's family has been leasing the space here for 50 years. I went to Columbia with Will Asbury. His family owns Asbury Enterprises, big on condos and luxury hotels around the world. They're Whitmore Hotel's biggest competitor. Something I didn't know until I did my summer internship under my grandfather during my freshman year. That's when I heard the history behind the Whitmores and Asburys. Let me think about it and I'll get back to you. I see the urgency in Nico's stressed expression, and I wonder how long he has before he'll have no option but to shut down. Thank you. I knew I could count on you. I'll make some calls today and get back to you. The door opens, and I expect to see Brinley and Van, but my hand clenches my ice water instead. Why can't I get away from her in a city of millions? Oh, I have to go, Nico is quick to stand. That's the young Mr. Asbury's fiance, he whispers. I don't bother telling him I know exactly who she is because, to me, she'll never be my biggest rival's fiance. She'll always be my first love and first heartbreak. Kenzie Gavino.
Nico, the owner of Papa's Tavern, rushes over to shake my hand as soon as I walk in the door. I still haven't grown used to the treatment I get sometimes just because of who I'm marrying. But Will likes it when we're recognized. He likes the special tables, the luxury treatment. I don't much care for the attention, but I never have enjoyed being at the center of anything. It usually means trouble for me. I'm seated in a corner booth, waiting for Will to show up. I'm always the first one. Always. When the busboy comes to fill my water, I look up and my eyes catch a ghost from my past. How did I not notice Lance when I walked in? He looks suave, leaning back in his chair, one leg crossed over the other, one arm draped over the back of the chair next to him while he lifts a drink to his lips. He really did deserve that bachelor piece in the magazine. I mean, he's always been gorgeous, all chiseled jaw and bright blue eyes. His dirty blonde hair is cut short, making it appear so much darker than when he wore it a little longer as a boy. And the way he fills out his tailored suit. Jesus. I'm an engaged woman and should not be feeling this ache between my thighs. Will there ever be a time that I see Lance and don't think, what if? He nods, and I give him a small wave. I'm not sure whether or not to go over, so I bury my head in my phone. It's already 5 minutes past the time Will should have arrived when he texts me.
Will, Dad called an impromptu meeting. Sorry, babe. Maybe stop by after. Bring me lunch?
As if I have all day to bring him lunch. Me. Sorry, babe. I have a meeting with Blake and the producers after lunch.
Will, skip it. I keep telling you, you don't need that silly podcast anymore.
I exhale a long breath and try to remember that this is just the side of Will that was raised by a stay-at-home mother. It's all he knows and what he expects in his wife to be, even if I've made it very clear that's not what I want.